Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of the N4G Radio. And with us this week, we have Ryan the Wombat Wombo.
Hey.
And also with us, we have Drew the Frustrated Fury.
Yeah.
We also have, from across the pond, Mr. John Dub.
Sup.
Sound like it's having a soda. And finally, we have Matt Futon.
And I love this. By the time I'm done recording with you guys, in a couple years, three, four, never, you know, I'm just going to have a brand new name. It's all good.
I was going to say, we've been doing this for what now, Womble 6?
Yeah. Something like that.
No, we were joking before the show because, you know, Jason
it's not quite 6 yet. I think it's 5.5.
Okay. Well, Jason was on that podcast with, you know, Johnny Millennium this week.
Johnny Millennium.
He didn't know Drew's name, or he didn't mention Drew.
He didn't mention me at all.
And he called Mike Matt.
That's awesome.
This is witness protection right here.
Gambus is too big for us now anyway.
Yep.
That's exactly what I said. He doesn't need to know the little people.
I told him that he wouldn't even know you or I if he hadn't known us for so many years.
I know.
Oh. But anyway.
By God, he makes sure he gets Johnny Millennium's name right.
Damn right he does.
It's Jimmy Century.
We can see where the loyalty lies there. Anyway, give him a hard time. He's not here. Hi, Gambus. I know you're listening.
We love you, even if you don't know who we are.
But I guess we'll start off with. I know Drew's excited to talk about something.
Oh, I'm excited to talk about a bunch of things, actually.
So we can start up with you. We can start it up.
All right. Well, I played a lot of stuff this week because I was on vacation. You know what I did?
Actually, go vacation.
I did not go on vacation. I just sat at home. Actually, I did a lot of yard work, but whatever. That's beside the point. I did play, for review, I played Dungeon Defenders. Dungeon Defenders is a tower defense game mixed with hack and slash, mixed with RPG. This is a major RPG. Like, there's so many things you can do as far as customization goes. Dungeon Defenders is possibly one of the best tower defense games I've ever played. It is the best tower defense game I've ever played. It is a steal for $15, and I cannot suggest it enough to anybody. RPG fans will love it. Action fans will love it. Tower defense people will love it. It caters to pretty much everybody. I love the art style. It's real cartoony. Kind of gives off a Torchlight vibe mixed with kind of actually goofy characters and stuff like that. But you play as four different characters. Each character has their own different basically defenses or towers that they can build. You can still attack enemies as well, like not just relying on your towers. You can also attack physically. You know, my favorite class is the Squire, which is the knight guy. He builds like barricades and stuff that damages guys, and he's a tank. You know, he can just run up to guys and just start slicing them. So, but that game is really, really awesome. I can't suggest it enough. It's $15 on pretty much everywhere. You can get it on Steam. You can get it on PS3. You can get it on 360. The cool thing about the PS3 version and the Steam version is that they are cross-platform playable. So, eventually is what they said. They said probably in the next month or so, they're going to be able to cross-platform play. So you can play with
That's
guys
impressive.
On, yeah, you can play with guys on the PC while you're playing on your PS3.
That might have saved Payday.
Mm-hmm. But Microsoft is a bitch because they said no. Me no like to share.
So you'll be able to play PS3 and PC, but no 360 cross-platform.
Correct.
You'll never be able to do. You'll never be able to do that because Xbox Live is closed.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do have it on the Xbox, and I am down to play it with anybody. That game is fun. I sat there and
played DTP.
Light. Yes. I didn't know there was an acronym for that, but
there
anyway,
is now.
There you go. Calling the phrase.
Hey, baby, I'm down to play.
I thought it was going to be Double Donkey Punch.
Damn, you go hardcore.
But I do want to give a shout out to Matt Quinn, or as Gambus would call him, Mike Quinn.
Matty and I switch names.
That's exactly what happened. But yeah, REMGS on Twitter. Me and him, he stepped up and I had gotten an extra code for the game, so I needed somebody to play co-op with because the game wasn't out yet. And me and him played like 2-3 nights of it. We lost hours into it. That's how fun that game is. And it gets pretty difficult toward the end, like in some of the later levels. You have to play strategically. You have to play with four people.
I actually think that would be a great pull quote. This game made me black out. I lost hours.
You know what? You could put that on the back of the box if they had a box. Because that game is really awesome. The other game I played a lot of, and it's pretty much the game everybody's played, is Batman. Arkham City.
Batman, why do you want to kill me? Joker.
But yeah. What can I...
What did I say about Batman? Why do you want to kill me? Do you have any idea how many bones you have left for me to break?
It'd be better if, like, Willow, the witch from Willow, was saying Batman.
Batman! Why do you want to kill me?
Jesus Christ, that is an amazing Eartha Kitt impersonation.
Eartha Kitt.
I banged Eartha Kitt!
So...
Nobody? Community? Come
yes,
on.
Yes, I've seen Community, and that was a good one. It's just, I don't know who the hell that is.
Eartha Kitt?
She was one of the three Catwomen from the original Batman the Adam West Batman show. Was Eartha Kitt, Julie Newmar, and I don't remember who the other one was.
You really need
it's
anybody.
Also rhyming slang if you live in England.
What?
Eartha Kitt.
See, I'm telling you, you guys.
You're something else.
You're weird.
I don't really understand the words coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. Eartha Kitt is rhyming slang, so Eartha Kitt shit.
Oh, okay.
Like Richard the Third, turd.
I get it.
What? This is a thing with you people?
You people?
Yeah.
What is that about, you people? Seriously?
Lee Merriweather. That's who the other one was.
Do you need anybody besides Julie Newmar? Really?
But anyway.
Go ahead, Drew.
So we played Batman. I'm pretty sure everybody here has played Batman.
Batman.
Yep.
The game.
I played it for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I thought I did too. I think in the few minutes that I did play of it, it has surpassed Infamous. Probably surpassed. Yeah, it's surpassed Dead Island. And it'll probably surpass Skyrim as my game of the year. That game is amazing.
It's so good.
There is absolutely nothing bad I can say about the game, except...
Too many Riddler trophies.
Well, that's true.
Yes. Too many gadgets.
No way. The gadgets are awesome.
Gadgets rule.
There's some gadgets that I'll never use, though.
Yeah, you will.
Too many.
The remote Batarang all of a sudden got awesome in this one.
Oh, I love the remote Batarang.
I use it to solve Riddler trophies and to get that one trophy for hitting somebody with a remote battering.
You got
to
do the...
catch it yourself.
The reverse one, too.
Hey, is there a trophy for that, too?
There's a Riddler trophy for throwing it and then making it reverse direction and hitting him in the back of the head.
No, I mean like a big
Batman
trophy.
In the back of the head or hitting
you mean a fake achievement? No.
Shut up. But anyway, yeah, I'm playing on the PS3. I did have one small problem with it. I downloaded the Catwoman DLC that came with it. I also downloaded, or I had to install the game. And I played for probably about 2.5 hours and stopped to go get something to eat, came back. And it said, your game file is corrupted. I'm like, okay, awesome. So I lost 2.5 hours of play. I had to reinstall the game. And after reinstalling the game, it said, do you want to buy the Catwoman DLC? Because you don't have it anymore. I'm like, bullshit, I don't have it anymore. So I kind of freaked out for a second, then went to my recently downloads and re-downloaded it, and it worked fine. I forgot that I have to re-download the Batman Beyond skin because I was wanting to play as Batman Beyond, but nope, I have to re-download it again. That's the only problem I have with that game so far.
That seems to be common,
though. I'm not
going
to lie to you. I'm still looking at Julie Newmar pictures as Catwoman.
I told you that's all you need.
So true. Damn.
But yeah, that's I mean, what the hell can I say about it? If you have ever read a Batman comic, if you have ever watched an episode of Batman the Animated Series, you are going to find something you love about this. There is so much fan service in this game. There are villains that are in the game that they didn't even tell anybody were in the game,
which is amazing considering how many they told you were in there.
Yeah. So there's more villains than you can freaking count. That's in this game, and it's amazing. They've done a fantastic job of conveying a real Batman story and making it into a really good game. I think, you know, I mean, I haven't played any of the Catwoman missions.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you messed up.
You didn't get one right at the very beginning?
Yeah, I mean, I play as her right there.
Did you do the Poison Ivy one?
No, I've gotten close. I mean, I had to go get some tools from my apartment, and then that's the last I've seen of Catwoman.
Well,
interesting.
And I'm almost
halfway through that one, though.
Yeah, she's got four.
Yeah, but the tools from the apartment one—that's only halfway through that particular mission.
Yep.
Don't ask me, dude.
Wow. Your game's broken.
It must be broken, because I have played probably another 8 or 9 hours just as Batman. I'll put it this way. Oh, shit. I don't want to spoil anything.
Somebody just came online.
Did you reinstall the Catwoman DLC after it jacked up on you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would try to play that one again from the main menu, because you haven't played the whole thing.
Yeah, you didn't. And if you're almost at the end, you've missed another one.
Really?
It depends on where you're at. I would have to know where you are.
Let's see. Well, you remember that freaky part?
You talking about with the villain they didn't know about?
Yeah.
That's not even halfway through the game, I don't think.
No. You telling me I've been doing side missions this whole time?
I don't know what missions you've been doing.
All right, this is not a spoiler. I've ran into Mr. Freeze multiple times.
You haven't fought him yet?
Yes, I fought him.
I haven't even visited him the first time. I know where he is, but...
I've just done that.
Well, you don't fight him where you think he is, Mike.
No, you don't.
No. I'm just saying that I've been doing side missions for 5 hours of the game.
Oh.
And after I've fought him, I have helped him already. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so is that at least halfway?
Yeah, that's more than halfway.
Okay,
I've done two Catwoman missions at that point, and I'm where you're at just about, Drew. I've done two.
Well, there's one right towards the end, and then the last one is after the credits.
Okay. After the credits, okay.
Cool.
Okay, well, I must be close to the next Catwoman thing then. But anyway, yeah, there's so much crap to say in the game. Here's the problem with me is that I don't spend a lot of time on ground level, so I don't see a lot of these secret stuff, and I don't see that many Riddler trophies. Yet I've been getting a lot of Riddler trophies.
The most important thing is once you Have you been back to the medical center yet?
Yes, he's already saved with the second or third Riddler guy.
Yeah.
So okay. you've been back.
The most important thing to do is just when you're floating up above, look for the guys that glow green.
I do, yeah. But they seem to give me the same information.
No, they give
no,
you...
No, they never part they of that.
Yeah, but I mean... Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I interrogate the guy. He says, well, he's revealed Riddler trophies in the subway. And then
yeah,
I
but
knock
that's because it's... They're parts of... You don't get the whole Riddler map from just one guy.
Yeah,
they give you bits and pieces.
It's not like finding the Riddler maps from Arkham Asylum where it uncovered everything.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know how you couldn't pick up Riddler trophies. Like, you can walk two steps and trip over one.
I know, there's friggin' Riddler trophies all over the damn place.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, why the hell do we have to mess around with the cages? Batman's really strong. Just rip the frickin' thing open.
No, that's not how it works.
I do like the way that they've done that aspect with the Riddler map, so to speak. I think that's a very clever way of doing it. I think it's ingenious.
I think the Riddler's ingenious. I just like how he's basically
he's brilliant
Jigsaw.
Yeah.
He's going to kill people in gruesome ways if you don't solve this friggin' riddle. But, yeah, Batman. I'll let everybody else talk what they want to about it. I think it's awesome. I also think Batman is slow as shit compared to Catwoman.
Well, yeah, but she's not as strong as he is in any account.
But it doesn't matter when you're trying to build up combos.
Just wait.
You don't want to knock out people. You want to keep hitting them.
I've gotten a 44 string combo. Once you can unlock the focus thing,
I've got like a 60 something hit combo before, but yeah, I got the trophy for getting 50.
Yeah,
just wait. Catwoman will show her weaknesses.
Okay.
She is a chump in certain areas that Batman excels at.
I mean, I've dealt with guys with the shields.
Yeah, but when there's guns involved.
Yeah. Well, you can upgrade her armor.
Not quite as high as Batman's.
Okay. Well, I like how she moves too. Like, she's not necessarily like Batman. She uses her whip and she basically claws up the buildings and stuff like that. That's really cool.
Mm.
And I really wish you could play as Robin, because I think Robin, they did a fantastic job making Robin not look like an idiot.
Did you get, Drew, you got the comic, right?
Yeah, I got the comic. I'm looking at it right now.
I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was really well written, and the way they broke it up into five stories, very short stories, was really well done.
You know, it reminds me of, if anybody's ever seen it, the Gotham Knight, the anime.
Somebody already had it. And got the collector's edition and said, hey, first person to tweet me gets the digital download. So I was able to get that.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. I got it on Blu-ray.
Awesome, awesome.
Yep. The only one thing I will say that's bad about Batman is that they don't have one villain that I really wanted to be in there. So I guess we'll have to wait for the third one.
Batman Country? Arkham Country?
Arkham Country. Arkham County.
Briscoe County.
Briscoe County Jr. Hell yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, no one's going to stop me? Please fucking stop me.
I'm waiting on you to stop.
So what else are you playing, Drew?
I'm trying to imagine if there's anything. I'm playing Stronghold 3. It's an RTS on the PC. Played about 2 hours of it. It's very difficult. It's probably not difficult, but to a person who says RTS and then has a brain aneurysm, it's gotten difficult. I think I'm gonna have to just sit down and actually like power through that game, or not really power through it, but like try to concentrate as much as I can, because it's a hard balance of trying to keep up peasants. You gotta have peasants in order to work anything.
Sub.
But you like, so I have to have an apple orchard for food. All right? The apple orchard won't work unless I have peasants. Well, if I don't have any food, the peasants won't come. So I'm stuck with an empty apple orchard and no peasants. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? All of a sudden, here come black bears out of the woods. They're coming to attack our village. Oh no, I don't have anybody to fight off the black bears. Sire, the black bears have killed everybody. Okay. Yeah. The end. I mean, that's Stronghold in a nutshell for me. That was 2 hours of Stronghold for me last night. So, I think it'd be a decent game. It seems like it has a decent story. It does follow Stronghold 1 and 2. Apparently, there is a big story involved. I don't know what it's about. I have never played the other two games, but there is a handy-dandy guide that this guy sent me, because he called it the handy-dandy guide in the email, and it actually is pretty handy-dandy, so I'm going to start reading it and hopefully understand this game a little bit more. But yeah, I'm going to be writing a review of that. Other than that, played a lot of Street Fighter. I probably played a good 2 hours of it last night and about 2 hours of it this morning. And that's it, I think.
And what are you playing this week?
I'm going to finish up Batman. In fact, I'm going to finish up Batman today. I'm determined. Play more Stronghold 3. And I'm going to start up. I'm going to start playing this week this game that I purchased. It's going to be my first Let's Play that I'm going to be recording for our for a new segment. It's called Sequence. It's a rhythm action game mixed with RPG. Now, that sounds a little ridiculous, and it may be a little ridiculous, but it has one of my favorite artists in the world in it, and that's Ronald Jenkins. That guy is amazing. He has fantastic music, and his music is featured in the game. And that's really why I wanted to play it. Plus, it's less than $5. So.
And it's $4.99.
It's $4.99, but on Steam right now it's 10% off, so it's $4.49 right now.
I was going to say, you're one of those guys, huh? It's less than $5. It's $4.99.
But it is less than $5.
Yeah, but come on.
Whatever. I think it's going to be a fun game, so whatever. But I am going to be recording that and posting some videos and stuff like that, hopefully. But that's it, I think.
All right. So I guess I'll move on to John then.
Very much like everyone else, been playing Batman Arkham City, but I'll get on to that in a second. I did finish up a game, Batman Arkham Asylum, just for shits and giggles, get me geared up. And it does give you an insight as to how different the two games play and sort of what changes they've made when you go pretty much straight from Asylum to City. Also played a little bit of a game called Ocaboo, which is a PlayStation 3 downloadable title. I can't really go sort of too much into it. I haven't really played a great deal, to be fair, but it's a little bit odd. It's a Japanese game. It's I think it's very kid friendly from what I can gather. You play as a cloud. Yeah. You know, I've played a lot of things in my time, with treasure hunters, racing drivers, mercenaries, and never a cloud. And not just one, you play as two. It's a cooperative game, so you have two clouds. If there's just one person playing, the other one follows, you can switch between them. And it's very heavy on the pollution is a bad thing. Your two clouds fall from the sky because of all the dark, polluted clouds up there, and they're choked and they come down. Bastards, I know. And you sort of drop in on this village and you help them with various tasks, such as watering plants by sucking up water from a pond and then raining it down on the plants. You can suck up acorns and fire them as little pellets to break sort of statues. It's very quest orientated, and they're all sort of quite simple. It's, can you do this for us, or do that, the little villagers you speak to, and as you progress through, they open up other areas. It's quite gentle in gameplay wise. I mean, there's no, I haven't found a way that you can actually die or fail anything. So I think it'd probably be really good for playing with kiddies as a co-op, sort of very simple controls. But I'll be doing a review for that very shortly, so you can read that on the site. It's definitely sort of Japanese from that. That it's got that Eastern sort of sensibility where it's just completely fucking bonkers. So don't know what else to say about that, to be fair. But the main game I've played is Arkham City, and I agree with Drew in the fact that it is incredibly awesome, and at the moment is my game of the year. It is surpassed Rage and Infamous. They've built upon what was great about the first game, the combat now with the ability to counter multiple enemies and do fantastic little moves is brilliant, but I do feel that there are some areas they've slipped in. Firstly, the feeling you get when you first start the game, you're kind of overwhelmed because you're coming out of a game where you were quite enclosed. Even the whole map on Arkham Asylum was quite small, and you had sort of five or six places to visit. You start this, and it's a great intro, very reminiscent of the first game. Sort of takes you by surprise. You don't expect that to happen, and then all of a sudden, bang, you're in there, and it's brilliant. But it's very overwhelming when you first put your batsuit on, and you're thinking, God, where on earth do I go now? I also think they've thrown too many enemies in, and the story has become a little bit diluted because of it. Because you start off, I'm not going to go into spoilers, of course, but you start off with as everyone knows, the Hugo Strange thing. Then all of a sudden that is thrown to the side, and then another sort of story comes in, and then that's sort of thrown to side by a lot of the side stuff, and you get to a point maybe an hour and a half into the game when you're not sure what's going on, you're not sure what you're meant to be doing next, and although you kind of get used to it, and you then sort of wrap your head around it, I think that was a little bit strange, and it didn't feel right to me. It doesn't detract from how excellent the game is. As I say, as a game, it's absolutely brilliant. It's just those few little niggles, and then the whole fucking debacle with this online pass thing is, I'm sorry, is you if you tie, I'm sure they're tying achievements to Catwoman.
No.
Because I'm sure there's one for getting every single Riddler yes. trophy, including the Catwoman ones.
There is a bunch of trophies for getting Catwoman, but it is considered DLC trophies.
Yeah, they're not in the initial 1,000.
No.
No.
Yeah, there's 1,200 at launch, and that includes some of the Robin ones.
I think it's disgusting what they've done. I think it's bang out of order because, obviously, I'm a massive fan of the Batman games. I bought it. I'm going to play it. I've downloaded my code that comes with it. My girlfriend is also a massive Batman Arkham Asylum. We have one Xbox. She cannot play as Catwoman on her profile. I think it's bang out of order. I think if they wanted to do something like that, then, well, I just think they've forced it on. And then there's that situation with over in America with GameStop. They're throwing codes in. On pre-owned versions, they've cut a deal with Warner. Well, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I am kind of pissed that I can't play as Robin because I didn't get it at Best Buy.
I mean, Robin, at the moment, the only Robin that I've seen is the ones on the challenge room. I presume they're the only parts that you can play with Robin. We got the deal over here with the major game retailer, Game. You purchase that, but you have to pay extra. We didn't get the code for free. You have to pay extra couple of quid for that. Although they didn't advertise that beforehand. I walk into the store on Friday to pick it up. Oh yeah, that'll be a couple more quid. But what you're doing, it says I get this free. Yeah, you do with the more expensive version. You fucking
That wouldn't be legal here. Well, they wouldn't be allowed to advertise something free and then charge you when you walked in to get it.
Many of the listeners in the UK will know how bad Game are getting. They're getting more and more like GameStop. I used to like going in there. You get a loyalty card, and they work out quite good. They often give you extra points for your loyalty card when you pre-order. But that's twice I've been up there recently on big releases, and they've screwed me over. Once with Gears of War, now with this. And at that point, I'm at the till.
Are they the ones doing the extra money for the FIFA Ultimate Team also?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
I know, and it's annoying because I've always found them to be generally a great. I mean, they're still robbing bastards when it comes to pre-owned stuff, but I've always found them to be generally good staff in there. They've been very informative in most cases, and they generally do pretty good deals. But as you say, you brought up the FIFA thing. That's three things in the last month that they've screwed us over on, and it's getting to the point where, you know what, I'll go buy it from a supermarket because I have a loyalty card for one of those, and they generally do them £5 cheaper. You're not selling me on loyalty by, when I'm at the till, saying to me, when I hand my pre-order thing, I'm saying, oh, but that'll still be another couple of quid. Well, hang on. I pre-ordered. When I pre-ordered it, Robin was free with it. Now all of a sudden I've got to pay more, you bunch of Robin bastards. But there you go. Anyway, that's beside the point. It's still a great game. I don't want to sound negative about it because it is brilliant. And if you love Batman Arkham Asylum, you will love Arkham City. It's on a grander scale, and you're right about the villains in there are fantastic, and some of the ones you just come across them and you don't know they're there, and it's only maybe a half an hour sequence. But it's those little touches are great. It's just a few things that have sort of not got my goat, but kind of I thought, well, maybe they should have done that a little bit differently. But it's still a great game. I'm not going to mark it down just because of those. I'm still enjoying the experience. I think Drew's right about, with the challenge rooms anyway, Catwoman. I do prefer playing Catwoman on the challenge rooms as opposed to Batman, but I haven't got far enough into the game, like as Ken has, in regards to how her character plays out in those parts. So, I think that's about it. I think that's all I've played. Next week, definitely more Batman. I intend to complete the story, and then I'm either going to go into New Story Plus so I can use some of the skins I've got, or alternatively just go Riddler hunting. I think some of the Riddler trophies are a little bit more challenging to get now. They're hidden in those cages. But it'll be good fun trying to get all 400 of those bad boys.
Plus the 40 Catwoman ones.
40 Catwoman ones. I don't think anything else out. There's only Battlefield out next week, but I was thinking about getting that, but after playing the demo, I don't think I will.
That was a beta, not a demo.
It was a demo. Fucking beta my ass. I would play Battlefield for the online. I wouldn't play it for the story. And Battlefield 2 Battlefield Bad Company 2, the online was, I felt, superior to Call of Duty. And as a lot of people agree, I think they're sold out now with this online. So, doesn't feel right.
All right. So I will move on to Mr. Matt Futon.
Matt Futon with weather. Yeah. So let's see. I played more Skylanders. I just actually this morning.
How's Skylanders, Mark?
Well,
yes, Mark. How is it?
It's fun, Rob. I really enjoy it. Yeah. I think it's a fantastic game, and I hesitate to even call the figure thing a gimmick because it works so well, and because of the ability to kind of take the figures between consoles and even to the 3DS version. But I wrote a review that I think was actually probably way too long, but I felt the need to kind of really explain, you know, where I was when we first heard about the game to where I, you know, to where I've landed in terms of my opinion on it.
But should we be as gamers? And I know this isn't game isn't strictly aimed at us, should we be mad that they're just trying to find another way to milk cash out of parents, or is this just the evolutionary step of games?
No, I you know what, and that's exactly where I was when we first heard about the game. In fact, I think I might have mentioned, you know, whatever week it was that popped up in the news for the first time. I can't believe they're doing toys. That's really gimmicky. And, you know, you're talking about somebody who grew up with Captain Power and the Soldiers of the Future. I don't know if you guys remember that. It was, you know, you could buy this, like, fighter jet thing, and you could shoot at the screen, and the screen shot back. But you, obviously, it was a pre-recorded show. And obviously, you didn't have any, you know, and you didn't influence it. And the gimmick and the toy was crap, and... You know, in Photon, which was like laser tag, which kind of did the same thing. You could wear your Photon gear while you were watching the show and shoot at the people. You know, I was really skeptical, and I absolutely thought that it was a gimmick until I actually got my hands on it. It works really well, and it's kind of cool, especially for kids that age. You know. Paul's three, and what he loves doing, they each come with a collector card that actually shows their base stats, and he loves to just like pull them out of the box that I've got them in and name them. This one's my favorite, and this one's your favorite, and this one's Gracie's favorite. And it works. I mean, yeah, it's more expensive. I mean, you're talking about, if you were to get every figure plus the game, the base game, even on the 3DS, is $70 because of the portal. And the three characters it comes with. But that said, you know, I found, like, the last one. There's a Walmart exclusive one, and there's a Target exclusive one, and Toys R Us has the exclusive Legendary 3-pack, which is just different versions with slightly better stats of three of the characters. Yeah, but, you know, so there's ultimately going to be 32 of these things, and based on the thing that I saw on the web, because I registered all of them on the website to see what that was all about, there's going to be four different adventure packs that add, they're $20 each, that come with two magic items, which are kind of in-game things that can help you out, whether they heal you over time, or you can summon ghost swords to kind of attack also.
So hang on, it's your 32 characters, these yes. are not included. Are they on top of the three that you've already got, or is that in total?
That's in 32 in total.
And then you're talking about... so you're having to buy 29 more.
You don't have to. Ultimately...
Oh, come on. Yeah, come on. These are kids' toys.
I mean, look, I will be. I mean, because there is... What's really cool about the game is that you can do this... You can play the game with the three that you get in it and still get the entire adventure... but throughout each level, there are locked portals that require specific elements.
So that's a bit cheeky.
Well, except that in order to access those, again, it doesn't affect the story at all. It doesn't affect your progress. But you can access everything in the game with one of each element. So if you were to buy just the ones you want as singles to complement those three, you would be spending possibly another $40 on figures. If you were to buy them singles, the three packs are $20 each. Yes, it's not cheap. And that was my one, you know, when my review went live, that was kind of the one big negative I had, was that it could be very expensive over time. But if you take all of that stuff away, all the plastic away from it, and you just talk about the game design, this is why it works. It is an action RPG. For kids, that teaches them about the things that we take for granted in games. There are very simple block puzzles that it teaches them how to do. There are hats that are essentially like that are. If you remember the original X-Men Legends, where you could equip like basic accessories that boosted your stats, and you had like two slots. Well, it's kind of like that. You find hats in the game, and the hats boost one or two of the stats. There are also heroic challenges. Each figure that you unlock, that you get, unlocks a new heroic challenge that any of the characters can take on, and those give you a permanent boost to base stats when you complete them. It's got two-player co-op. It's got some competitive modes, and it also is handled in such a way where the competitive modes are balanced if you want them to be. So if you've got a new player and a veteran player, and the new player's like, but I'm never going to compete with your fully leveled dudes, well, you turn on fair play, and it kind of levels everything out. There's a really good game underneath here. It's a fun action RPG. The humor's good. Patrick Warburton is one of the main characters. He's not a Skylander. He's one of the others. And the figures look good, and kids love them. You know, yes, it's not going to be cheap, but the game behind it is so very good that I was able to look past it.
But you're also talking about the fact that there's going to be downloadable stuff to purchase as well.
No.
So.
No, there's no download. Essentially, what you're buying is someone called it TLC, toy loadable content.
Oh, fuck's sake!
So when you buy the adventure packs, they each come with a new level, a new character, and the two magic items.
Mm. I just think this is I don't know. You know, I can understand where you're coming from in it being really good for kids, but I mean, I don't know whether Activision knows or not, but we're in a fucking recession, and. I mean, the base game alone is expensive, and then you're asked to get... And they know full well that the kids aren't going to be happy with three figures.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's going to cost them a... It's going to cost parents an absolute bomb, and I don't know. But there you go, you know.
I do want to say this, though. If you put this up as the holiday toy against what we've seen over the past few years, whether it's Tickle Me Elmo, or Furbies, or Zuzu Pets, things that don't do jack... At least these have some long-term play. I mean, you can go back and replay this game and replay certain levels. There's the heroic challenges. There's just a lot of content here. There's as much content as we see in an adult game, a big adult action RPG. So, you know, I mean, there's ultimately, you know, it doesn't have kind of the loot whore thing that you would, you know, that Diablo or Torchlight's going to give you. But it is a good gauntlet-type you know, game, and you know, if a parent says, "All right, we're going to get you a treat. We're going to spend $8 on a new figure," the kids are going to play that entire game with a new figure to level it up and to find everything, and to kind of get the treasure that you need to get in order to purchase the upgrades in the game. I mean, I just see this, you know, for kids who can spend a lot of time on one game, there's a good value proposition.
No, fair enough.
And as I said, you know, the gimmick is, it's there, and as long as you understand what you're getting into when you buy the game, and you're not taken off guard, then you're fine. But I imagine that if a parent didn't really understand what they were getting into with it, and found out later that their kid comes to them and says, "But I can't get to these areas, can I go buy more Skylanders?" they might be upset, yeah.
So essentially, it's Activision's gateway drug.
Yeah.
It's their first hit for free. Here you go, here's your starter pack. Here's your first hit for free. Come back when you see me small. When you want some more.
The plastic part of it, yes. But on the other hand, it is the good kind of gateway to gaming in general, in terms of what they do with the actual digital part of it. I mean, plus there's the online... Plus there's each one connects to the online game, which has a very respectable Angry Birds clone and a target shooting game, and there's some social elements to it. So there's a lot that you can do with each figure. I don't know. I can understand the reservation, but at the same time, the game behind it is so good that it's easy enough to say, "All right, I'm going to play this game with my kids." I mean, I've talked to a lot of adult gamers who have kids and said, "Wow, this seems really interesting." You know, the game itself looks good, and I can confidently say that the game behind it is very solid, very good design, and so young gamer friendly. It's not a kiddie game; it's a young gamer game.
At least I got that part right.
Oh yeah. I've talked a lot about that. I played Batman, a lot of Batman. I played and reviewed Might and Magic Heroes 6, which,
Is that Matt and Magic, or Mike and Magic?
It's Mike and Magic. Mike and Matt Heroes 6. That's right, Jimmy. So, that game is fantastic. The review will be going up next week. I played and reviewed a 3DS game called Mahjong Cubed. That will be going up next week. And then I played the DLC for Deus Ex Human Revolution. I was very disappointed by it.
Really?
Yes.
We're going to have another Fruit Ninja.
No, no, I don't think it's going to be another Fruit Ninja. I don't think I'm going to give it the lowest. Well, maybe I will give it the lowest.
I don't know. I've looked at the reviews.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Womp, womp.
Okay, here's my feeling. The long and short of my feeling about this is that it was clearly material that was left on the cutting room floor from the original game. It takes place towards the end of the game. There is, without spoiling anything, there is a period in the game where Adam Jensen kind of goes off the grid for a few days. And this is what happens during that time. Unfortunately, the whole setup, if you think about it, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Because this plays independently. When you start the game, all of your augmentations are reset. And no matter how you play the game, how you play the DLC, when you come out the other side, you know, what's supposed to happen is, you know, the story continues. You can't play it chronologically. You have to play it from the main menu. But it's very disjointed. There's a lot of backtracking. And there's the equivalent of the Mass Effect 1 elevators in it. And you have there are periods in the game where you have to go through these sections with these Mass Effect type elevator with these long hidden loading points or masked loading points, where it's just you have to go through three or four of them consecutively, and it just drags on, and there's just so much backtracking, and you know it's really hard to play it the way you play the rest of the game. I actually played it as a run and gun a little bit more than I got the pacifist achievement when I played the core game. It's just, especially the last encounter, is not set up to be played stealthily, and you just end up, they just throw everything at you, especially towards the end. And it's another one of those situations where, and this happened in the core game, where it's like, all right, I'm going to go finish this, except there's a bazillion things in between where you are and where you need to be, such that it just drags it out. I did not love it the way I was hoping I would.
That sucks.
I was disappointed by it. I still think part of it is the price tag. I don't think it's $15 DLC. I think that if you loved Mass Effect, I mean not Mass Effect, Deus Ex, Human Revolution. Wow. If you love Deus Ex, Human Revolution, it is worth playing, but not at $15. Wait for a price drop. $5, $7 would have been $7 would have been the right price point for this. $10 maybe. $15 no way. especially since it clearly was left on the cutting room floor for a reason. And that is all I played. Next week, more Batman. And I have two review games right now, Go Vacation for the Wii and Cave Story 3D for the 3DS. And whatever else comes our way.
All right, so I am now moving on to the Wombat. So much for it being short, huh?
I know, sorry.
Way to go, Mitch.
All right. Well, it's been a long time since I've been on here.
It has.
So, I've played a lot of stuff over the last couple weeks, oddly enough, which is rare for me. Well, I say a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff for me. It's like three things. I played some more Deus Ex and then stopped playing it because I was done. I originally set my character up and played the first half of the game as a stealth character, and honestly, by the time I got to where I was at in the game when I quit, I was done. I was bored with it. I wasn't enjoying it anymore. I tried to change things up a bit because I was bored with the stealth part of it because I've been doing it so much for so long. I tried to switch it up and run and gun a little bit, and of course, because I had set my character up as a stealth character, I got destroyed pretty quickly. So I said, you know what? It's probably best if I just move on.
Where did you stop playing, if you don't mind me asking?
It was the new studio.
Okay. So you were in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of the game left.
Yeah, no, I know. I wouldn't have been able to take it. It just, it got, I got really bored with the stealth part of it, and there was no way that I was going to be able to do the run and gun, so I just said forget it. So that ends my experience with Deus Ex. And I mean, it's partially my fault, at least mostly probably my fault, not the game's fault, but I just, I couldn't do it anymore. So, I also played and reviewed the newest DLC for Dragon Age 2, Mark of the Assassin. I don't know if anybody has talked about it on the show the last couple weeks.
No, nobody picked it up.
I haven't picked it up.
But it's pretty good. It's I didn't like it as much as I liked Legacy. The new character Talus is pretty good. It's voiced and modeled after Felicia Day. She does a good job with the voice work. I even thought Hawk had some better lines in this than he did even in the regular game, especially if you play it as... The DLC's kind of built to be played as sarcastic Hawk, I feel like. So there were a lot of good lines in there for that. Some decent new enemy types. But, I don't know, there's some stuff that people who maybe didn't play Dragon Age Origins or just liked sort of the action-first style of Dragon Age 2 might get a little frustrated with, because there's a lot of puzzle stuff. It's all optional, but to get to the armor in the DLC, which, let's face it, most of the time when you're buying DLC for a game like this, the loot is a big part of it. There's a lot of complicated puzzle stuff. Some of it's pretty easy, some of it's a little trickier that you have to get through to get to it. But I thought it was, I thought overall the whole DLC was kind of a nice change of pace from regular Dragon Age, just because there was some extra different stuff that you had to do. So overall, I'd recommend it. It's $10, especially for Drew. I'd definitely recommend it for you, since you like Dragon Age 2 so much.
Fantastic.
It's not going to change anybody's mind on the game as a whole, but it's definitely a worthy addition. Is it difficult?
Yeah, like, you remember that boss in the last DLC?
Yeah, the boss in the last DLC was freaking unreal.
Stupid. Yeah.
No, it's not that difficult.
Okay. All right.
Boss in this is actually pretty cool, but it's not that difficult.
Okay.
So, definitely recommend it. And it kind of, I don't know, it kind of leads into where what I think they're going to do with the third one. So, the setting is, I guess one of my biggest disappointments was that Legacy was nice because the setting was so much different versus the, like, sort of the main Dragon Age 2 game. This one pretty much takes place in a forest and a castle. So,
okay.
It's basically exactly the same from a setting standpoint. But overall, the story's okay. It's, again, not as good as Legacy story, but it's pretty good. And the new character and the new enemy types are pretty cool. So,
okay, I'll pick it up.
We're checking out now. I will say, and I don't think this is a spoiler, because I think it's been discussed just about everywhere. There's a rather, well, I guess I shouldn't say rather large. There's a stealth portion to the DLC, and let me just say that you can tell that Dragon Age 2 wasn't meant to be a stealth game. it's very basic. Like, you're sneaking through the guards have vision cones, and you can throw rocks to distract them, or you can knock them out from behind.
Can you knock on the wall and whistle at them?
You cannot knock on the wall. But that's what the throwing rocks are for. But it's, I don't know, it's all right. The one thing that was kind of a little weird, and I don't think was purposeful, but there's one part where there's these two guards, and they're walking back and forth, and they're on the same pattern. One of these two things, it wasn't purposeful. So I don't know which one wasn't purposeful. But there's these two guards, and they're walking back and forth, and you have to sneak past them. Well, when I first came into that section, they were both, like, they were both walking one direction, and then they would both walk back the other direction. So they were really easy to sneak past. Well, I got hung up on something and got seen, and if you get seen, it automatically shoots you back to the last checkpoint. There's no fighting out of it. So, I get seen, we go back, and now all of a sudden, one of them, I think their pathing got caught on something. So now they're literally walking past each other, and their vision cones completely overlap.
Jesus.
So there's literally no way to walk past them. I had to, and I mean, again, the mechanics existed to get me past it, but I don't think it was purposeful. I threw a stone, and it distracted one of them. Even though they were both right next to each other, it only distracted one of them. So I was able to make my way past it, but you can tell it's kind of sloppy. You can tell it's not really meant to be a stealth game. The engine's not really meant for a stealth game. But other than that, I would recommend the DLC for sure. And then last but not least, I played a lot of Arkham City. My wife and my son are actually out of town this weekend, so I played a lot of Arkham City. I think I'm about 60% of the way through the main story, and I've completed a decent chunk of the side missions. There's still some that I haven't completed yet. And yeah, it's phenomenal. It's to this point, it's my game of the year. We'll have to see how Skyrim is to see if that holds up. But yeah, I mean, I can't really say much about it that everybody else hasn't already said. I will say that I don't have the Catwoman mission. It's because I gamefly'd the game, so I haven't been able to play the gamefly missions. Or the gamefly missions. The Catwoman missions.
Oh, they've got exclusive missions as well, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, everybody's got exclusive missions. No, but my big problem with the Catwoman DLC is, you know, I've always said that, you know, I don't like the whole, hey, you gotta buy it new to get the multiplayer, but I understand it. I understand why they're doing it. I don't agree with it when it comes to single-player content, though. It's easy to block off online multiplayer content, quite simply, because not everybody has internet access. I know that, you know, we hardcore gamers kind of forget about that, because, you know, they just automatically assume that everybody has high-speed internet or that everybody has their console connected to the internet, and it's not the case. So, you know, those kind of gamers don't care if you block out the online multiplayer because they're not going to play it anyway. But once you start pulling single-player content out, unless I'm connected online, that starts to get frustrating. And I understand that there's not really any multiplayer here that they could lock out, and I know that Catwoman's only 4 missions. But still, I think it's a bad move strictly from the sense that, you know, if you don't have online or don't have your console connected online, you're not going to be able to experience it, even though you paid the same price for the game as everybody else. But that pretty much wraps it up for me.
And what are you playing this week?
Probably a little bit more Arkham City. To try and finish that up, and then the next game I'll play is Uncharted.
Uncharted.
That's so Uncharted, unfortunately, has the distinction of coming out 10 days before Skyrim.
Yeah.
So one of two things are going to happen. Either I'm going to have to beat Uncharted really fast, or it's going to have to percolate for a little while. Because, I mean, Skyrim's the game that I've been looking forward to for years. So,
oh, you're not kidding, dude.
It's gonna get priority. Even though I love the Uncharted series, it's one of my favorite series. Elder Scrolls is at or near the top of my list. So.
I actually picked that up this week. The fifth anniversary edition.
Oblivion.
Oblivion. So it comes with the DLC. Knights
of the Nine. And then
Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles. I don't know if it includes horse armor.
Well, there's also, there were a couple of other DLC packs too. There's Mage's Tower.
Yeah, the Mehrunes Razor.
Well, it's got three discs on it. £17. So that's what, I don't know, $22 or something. So
that's a great deal for a game that I put 100 hours in without DLC.
I don't know when I'll get a chance to play it, but I thought for that price, it can't be too bad.
Did you ever play it, John?
I played it on my first Xbox. I can't remember where I got to, but I think my Xbox then went wrong and I never sort of played it again, so I kind of enjoyed what I played.
Yeah, the Oblivion was great for the time. It's a little bit dated now if you go back and play it. The environments still look okay, the textures are pretty bland.
And it's a Bethesda game, so it looks like ass, I bet.
Right. But the good news, the thing that I'm most impressed about with what I've seen from Skyrim so far is how much work they've put into the character models and the animation. The character models and the animation are so much better on Skyrim that it's actually hard for me to believe that it's on the same system. I don't know how many of you guys have watched the 20 minutes of gameplay footage that they put up.
Not yet, no.
But I am really, really excited for Skyrim.
I need to make sure I pick the guide.
Uncharted's got a shot for sure, but those two games are really the only things that have a chance of dethroning Batman as my game of the year at this point.
All right. Well, even without Gambus, I'm left with scrambling.
Sorry.
You son of a bitch.
You can cut most of the Skylanders crap.
I played quite a bit. I actually have been playing... I've been trying to play Payday the Heist for review.
Oh, how you getting on with that?
Well, see, there comes the trying part. There's nobody online to play with. And that makes me sad because the game is incredible. It's such a cool concept. You know, nobody's ever done kind of the co-op bank robbing type of game. And that's really the key word there is co-op. You need four people to play this game. And if you don't have four people, the AI, well, let's just say they're not exactly all there. Most of the time, they follow me, and the thing is you need somebody. Like the first level is, and it's not all bank robbing. It's basically just all criminal activity. But to give you kind of a good synopsis, the first level is a bank robbery. You need to go in, obviously, let everybody know you're robbing them. Then you need somebody to watch the hostages, tie them up. You need somebody to go upstairs, turn off the security feed. You need somebody to go download the security feed so nobody can see you. You need to go get your equipment. You need to break open the gate. You need to burn a hole in the floor. You need to open the vault. And, you see, you need your team to be working together. Because eventually the cops will bust into the front door. They'll come through the roof. They'll put snipers up so that they take you out. And if you don't have somebody spotting... letting you know where the enemies are, you will die frequently. If you don't have somebody watching the hostages, the cops will come in and take the hostages. It's really built to be a four-player game, and if you don't have four people playing, it kind of loses some of its value.
Ooh.
And that's really the hardest part about that game. And the thing is, on PSN, there's not a lot of people playing. A lot of people are playing on PC, which this is one of those games that would have hugely benefited from cross-platform play.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, if you're going to pick this game up, I would highly recommend going PC, because the PS3 user base is just so small. And it sucks because the game's incredible. It's four-player co-op, it's on PSN, and it's only $20. So, but if you've got...
Have versus, too?
No, it's all co-op.
It's just all co-op.
Yeah, there are six missions, and each one varies differently. Like, you've got the bank robbery, you've got rescuing some prisoners out of a transport. There's just a whole lot of variety to each of the missions. And the other problem with the game that I mentioned in my review is that it has this huge skill tree. There's three different classes, and there's this huge skill tree. The game never even fucking tells you it's there. It doesn't tell you that you can switch classes on the fly during the match.
What kind of classes you got here?
Well, you've got the support class who can bring in ammo. You've got the health class, which can, you know, drop health pieces, and then you've, of course, got the standard shooter class. And depending on which one you're playing is depending on which one you level up, and then you can build this huge skill tree, which gives you things like more ammo to carry, better weapons, things like that. And these all expand, but the game never even tells you they exist.
So they don't even tell you, like, when you level up and stuff?
No, you know nothing until you go into the menu and figure it out. I know I was reading some of the reviews of the game, and one of the reviewers actually had to call the developer to figure out how to do some of this stuff. And that's just poor design. So, but I mean, if you've got three friends to play with, and you've got the time to learn the game in and out, it's a phenomenal $20 game. But you have to meet that criteria before you even bother putting it in. So, I'm also playing for review Rocksmith, which I know a lot of people are writing off as just basically a, you know, Guitar Hero wannabe with a real guitar. That's not really what this is. I have to give credit to the guys at Ubisoft for this game. It's basically, if you're one of those guys that has a guitar sitting at your house that you said, hey, I'm going to learn how to play this, you should probably buy Rocksmith. Because what it does is it's a rhythm game using a real guitar, but the game actually scales as you get better. So let's say you start playing a song in the game, and it's real baby steps. It'll say, okay, this is this string, this is that string, and this is on this fret, this is on that fret. And the better you get at it, like, so say you start and you're just strumming one string at a time. If you nail that, it starts adding more chords to the song. And you level up each song individually. So when you get better at a song, it adds more notes to each song. And it actually tunes your guitar before each song. It has all kinds of mini games to learn how to play chords, to learn how to play different pieces of songs. You can actually split the songs up into chorus, verses, practice them all. I mean, it's really, it's the ultimate guitar tutorial. It's actually really, really good. If I had one complaint about the game, it would be that if you're running through, like, high-def audio, if you're using HDMI, there's kind of a lag. Mm. And they say that the only way that you can fix that is to hook it up through analog audio. There's no lag adjustment in the options, which really kind of upset me. And if you know how to play guitar, like for instance, I thought, hey, I know how to actually play some of these songs on guitar, so let me bump up the difficulty and actually play the chords. You can't do that. You have to play the songs over and over until they level up and actually put the chords in the song.
Ah, that sucks.
So, it's good for beginners. It's a little slow for people who actually know how to play guitar. But overall, it's phenomenal. It's really well done. And I'm very impressed, considering I expected it to just be, hey, this is Guitar Hero with a real guitar, kind of like Power Gig tried to be and sucked.
Is this like a full retail thing?
You can buy it just the game with a cable, which plugs into your system through USB and just plugs directly into your guitar. Or you can actually buy a bundle for $199 with a guitar.
With a guitar?
Yep.
Huh.
So.
Interesting.
The guitar can be used as a real guitar.
It is a real guitar. Or you can use any guitar that you own. I actually have a guitar that I had here that I plugged into it. They didn't send me an actual guitar. So, I just use a standard electric, I have a Gibson, a Gibson Explorer that I play on. And I just plugged that right into my Xbox and I was good to go.
Cool.
So, it's really well done. I'm very impressed. Especially considering I didn't really expect it to be all that much.
Huh.
I switched over my hard drive this week, so I was playing a lot of crap as I was re-downloading everything. I finally did pop in Fist of the North Star, which I bought off Amazon for $10 a few weeks ago.
Is it worth $10 even?
Oh, God, yeah. Just from watching dudes explode when you punch them with your 500 punch move, and their body just, like, balls up and explodes in a big, you know, ball of bloody gore. It's stupid fun. It's it's Dynasty Warriors without weapons and a lot of blood.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is. I could only handle about one level before I kind of got bored of the repetition. But I could see myself playing it every once in a great while for $10. I'm still trying. I played Mortal Kombat Arcade because I saw it on my list. I'm like, hey, while this stuff's downloading, I think I'll throw this in. I give up trying to beat those three games. I keep making it to Shang Tsung on Mortal Kombat 2, and I can't beat him. The computer just cheats out the ass.
Oh, dude, they always have.
I know. And I used to have the patience for that when I was younger, but not anymore. They gave me a free copy of Lego Star Wars 3 when I bought my 320 gig hard drive, played it for 10 minutes. I'm like, hey, look, it's every other Lego game. Fuck you. They sent me a copy of Tropico 4. I played it for 10 minutes. My head exploded.
Shush.
Dude.
Sounds like me playing Stronghold.
Dude, it's worse than that. I sat here and played this. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
You just don't understand.
Oh, whatever.
Maybe you should have given him Stronghold, then.
He couldn't run it.
Hell, I mean, I can, but... that's just...
What do you mean I couldn't run it?
Dude, every PC game I've sent you, you've come back to me. It doesn't work.
Yeah, that was before I got my PC. Fine, Brink was the only problem, and that's because of Brink was shit.
Oh, well, next PC game I get, I'll send it to you.
There you go. Especially RTSs.
Oh, God.
Dude, how can you complain about RTSs? Tropico makes my brain fry.
Yeah, that's not exactly the same.
It's basically the same, except instead of sending troops out, you're sending out import notices.
There's nothing wrong. It's awesome.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying it's the same idea. But seriously, it made my brain explode. I'm sitting here trying to play this game. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Oh, I'm supposed to do... okay, without the tutorial, there's no way in hell I could play that game. It had to literally tell me everything to do. I went to play the Portal 2 DLC, only to realize it's just challenge modes, and now I'm going to delete it. Thank you for wasting my space on my hard drive.
Hey, it's free.
Yeah, I know it's free, but it's a 1.3 gig download. Played a lot more Arkham City, obviously. I'm kind of getting tired of collecting Riddler trophies. I'm about 200 in.
Oh, bugger. You still got loads to go. It's halfway, isn't it?
Yep. And the only reason that I will collect all those is because you have to have you have to have all 400 of them before you can solve the final Riddler room.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you want to take down the Riddler, you got to do it.
Which you do. You want to do that because there's an achievement for that, I'm sure.
Well, not just that, but I mean, I think...
I want to actually see him.
Yeah, you want to see him getting taken down.
So, eventually I'll get around to all 400 of them. But man, I can literally sit there for 2 or 3 hours collecting these things, and I feel like I've covered none of the city. My map is still just covered in question marks.
Yeah, I tag all of them, but I see...
oh, God, it's ridiculous.
That's a great little add-on as well.
Yeah, but you don't need it if you use the informant.
That's true. Feel nice.
I play a little bit more Crysis. And finally, the last game I'm reviewing right now is Forza Motorsport 4. And basically, the only reason I'm reviewing it is because of time constraints. It's not really my kind of game, but God, is it good. It really is good. It's massive, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
There's so much stuff to do in that game. Oh,
Have you tried any of the Auto Vista stuff with Jeremy Clarkson?
Yes, I did. I floated around a car and played around with it, opened up the hood and looked at the engine and got inside and started it. And that's very cool stuff. There's just a ridiculous amount of cars and tracks and events and hard drive space that it takes up. Once you install Disc 2, install the game... download all your content that came with the box. It was about 10.3 gigs.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, it's filled it up a hard drive. But it's very good. If you're into simulation racers, this is by far the best one.
Has anyone played Gran Turismo since the update? Because apparently that's turned it into a different game.
I didn't own it 2 weeks after I bought it. I mean, to be fair, it's, like I said, these aren't my kind of games, and I would have happily sent this to somebody had we not gotten it a week late.
Yeah, so, I would have reviewed it had it not been for the fact that I only had it for a week.
So, yeah. But that is it. As far as future fondling goes, I will probably dick around in Arkham City. Obviously finish up Forza for review. And then Battlefield. I will be playing Battlefield this week. Hopefully either today.
For review?
Yes, for review either today or tomorrow.
Well, there you go.
So we will find out this week if it was all that in a bag of chips.
So yes, the thing, hype will always result in disappointment.
Yep, and that's why I didn't go in with hype. So we'll see. All right, now that the long fondling is over, even with Gambus not here.
He'd be proud.
He would be proud. We're going to do some news. The first piece of news that I've had up for a little while, we were just talking about install sizes. The Battlefield 3 game discs have been leaked, and we see how big the install is.
How big's your install?
Well, there are two discs.
It's a good size.
There's two discs. The first disc is single player, the second disc is multiplayer. The single player disc is 7.3 gigs. The multiplayer disc is 6.7 gigs. For 360, the HD content that you have to install to make it, you know, look really good is 1.5 gigs. And then there's a 167 megabyte title update. So total, 15.5 gigs.
And you're bitching about Forza.
Dude, I'll bitch about everything over like 6 or 7. speaking of Battlefield, new Battlefield 3 buyers will get the Mass Effect 3 demo early.
2 days
well,
early.
Well, let's rush out then and go get that.
The demo will be single and multiplayer, and you get it when you redeem your online pass. Demo will be out in January.
When's the game out? January?
March.
March 6th is Mass Effect. On my freaking calendar.
And for the first time in history, I'm going to troll Valve right now.
Wow.
Portal 2's next DLC is going to feature an in-game map editor because Valve can't bother to make new maps for their DLC themselves.
Oh, shit.
Snap!
Dude, I've been trolling them for years.
It's expected out early next year.
You troll everyone.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'm going to start trolling everybody.
Blizzard had BlizzCon this week. We had a lot of announcements come out of that. Mists of Pandaria is the fourth World of Warcraft expansion. It's a new race, a new class, and a level cap of 90.
Ooh.
What's the new race and class?
The new race is the Pandarans.
Dude, I don't even know the old class. Don't ask me these questions.
They're pandas, man.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. That whole thing that started as an April Fool's joke is now a new race.
You can be a panda in World of Warcraft.
And you can do Kung Fu, I bet.
Sweet.
Is that the class, Kung Fu Panda?
You know, I saw a movie.
That's fucking awesome.
I saw a movie on Netflix the other day called, like, Karate Panda. And I read this.
Oh my god, on Netflix, right?
Oh yeah, there's like 10 of them.
Yeah, I saw
there's
that.
There's also an Aladdin one, like an Aladdin knockoff.
I thought that was awesome. If you read the synopsis, the story sounds exactly the same. It's kind of funny. No release date for Diablo 3 yet, but there's a collector's edition.
Pre-ordered.
Also, if you commit to a year of World of Warcraft, you get Diablo 3 for free.
You know, if I was playing World of Warcraft, that might be a pretty damn good deal.
Yep.
Here was the news.
Wait, hold on. You commit to a year of World of Warcraft, and you get Diablo 3 for free?
Yeah, yes. If you buy the full-year pass.
Full year pass.
Oh my god, what is that? Like $150, probably more than that.
Yeah. Just buy Diablo 3.
Just buy the collector's edition, which also has a 4 gig thumb drive that has Diablo 2 and Lords of Destruction preloaded on it.
What I'm saying is if somebody actually pays per month and they're going to continue playing World of Warcraft, it'd be a decent deal.
Yeah.
Because you're going to pay that anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to pay that anyway, yeah. I'm just saying, like, nobody should subscribe to World of Warcraft just so they can get Diablo 3 for free.
No, but this might draw players that have quit back into it.
Yeah. Kind I mean, it's cheaper to get the collector's edition than to pay for the year of World of Warcraft.
No. Stop trying to justify your purchase.
Fuck collector's editions.
Okay, I'm going to admit something, and I admitted this on Twitter. I have played the crap out of Diablo 1. I never played Diablo 2.
Whoa.
Yeah,
really? So I'm actually kind of excited by the collector's edition. I mean, of course I could buy the battle chest for $20. You know? I also have not yet played StarCraft 2.
Well, I played Diablo. Didn't care for it.
I love Diablo. God.
Now for the news that made everybody's panties wet this week. Ezio Auditore is coming to Soul Calibur 5.
You know, that really didn't get my panties wet, but...
No.
Drew, nothing gets your panties wet.
No, no. Boobs do, but no. You know, I just... Soul Calibur... That's the one 3D fighting game I can actually get, you know, pretty excited for. Especially now that, you know, I've been talking to a couple of friends of mine who we used to play Soul Calibur 4 all the time. You know, you get to make your own characters and stuff like that. We just had a fucking blast doing that.
It is a fun game.
Yeah, so I'm actually kind of excited. Which I am going to be cheap and still use Keelik, so.
Oh, well, it's Soul Calibur. It's meant to be cheap.
Yes. I'm going to be making a character named Burrito. You'll have flaming anal seepage.
Anyway.
That's the ability in the game.
Whatever your obsession is with diarrhea, it's okay. In case you actually cared, Hulu Plus is coming to the 3DS and the Wii by the end of the year.
Ooh.
Biggest ripoff in the world.
Yeah, Hulu sucks now.
It does. My God.
Battlefield 3. More news about that. The game is likened to standard def when not installed on the 360.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't even know that. Wow, that's just...
Well, that's up, Max shit. Headroom.
Oh, did I go for a minute there?
You're still doing it. It's pretty funny.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with
my... He's in the Matrix.
That's awesome.
You're fine, yes.
Oh, okay.
Sony Pictures is close to sealing a deal for the Assassin's Creed movie.
That's awesome. Michael Bay is going to direct it. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, fuck. Don't say that.
Oh, for God's sakes. Michael Bay makes, you know, popcorn movies. Just watch him and shut the fuck up.
I'm kidding. It was a joke.
The next Xbox is going to be unveiled and launched in 2013.
It's a year earlier than we expected.
Sony, meanwhile,
it's not unveiling.
That's not what I said.
Sony is actually going to have, has already has first-party studios working on PS4 games. Da, da, da.
And if they launch the system with an Uncharted game, that's all they need to do.
Double Dragon downloadable videos now for sale on the 3DS eShop.
What? Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Like, the movie?
No, these are videos of Double Dragon.
Of people playing Double Dragon?
Wow, and another reason to own a 3DS.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're joking right now, right?
No.
You can download videos of people playing Double Dragon?
My God, look at how much fun I'm having!
Well, you can buy the game, too. It's $4.
How much are the videos?
It doesn't say.
Oh my God, thank God. I didn't know how to beat a Bobo.
Yeah. I really need a strategy video for Double Dragon.
That here's bitch with the whip walk killing forward, God pump. Damn it.
Cracking me up. I want to download some Double Dragon videos.
I've still got it on the NES sitting right over
the
there.
The only video from Double Dragon I want to download.
Hang on, guys. I just did a Google search for Double Dragon. It's not what you think it is.
The only video I want to download from Double Dragon is a video of his girlfriend getting punched in the stomach at the beginning.
Have you seen the intro video for the ZTGD Versus?
No.
Yeah.
You should go watch that. That's fun.
Is it that?
No, it's not that.
Oh.
But it involves a couple people getting punched.
Nice.
The first DLC, single-player DLC for Gears of War has been announced. You get to play as General Ram.
Oh, no, you get to play as General Ram!
Whatever.
It's RAM!
Origin is used by 5 million people daily, according to EA.
Really? I wonder how many people use Steam daily.
Oh, let's see. What else is going on? Not a whole lot.
No, not really. It's
well, this isn't the time of the year for news, is it, really?
Super Runabout is being revived on the 3DS. Anybody remember Super Runabout? That's a good game.
No idea.
That's a fun game. It's a Japanese like driving game. It's really kind of fun. They did one on the Dreamcast. Sega's Shining series is returning to the PSP and gains an RTS-ish battle system. Here's another thing that got gamers' panties all wet this week. Harrison Ford playing Uncharted 3 for a Japanese commercial.
And loving the crap out of it.
Dude, stop getting all excited over this.
Wow.
It's Indiana Jones playing Uncharted.
Holy fuck all.
I know, right?
D3
Pokemon. I want to see him play Mass Effect. Then it's Han Solo playing Mass Effect.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Why is he dancing like that? What is wrong with him?
D3 Publisher is releasing a goofy sort of porny 3DS adventure.
I'm sorry, did you say porny?
Porny.
Porny?
I could read you the title, but I would butcher it.
Is it?
Does it have no in its name?
Yes. It's called... Okay, I'll try it. This is going to be classic. And DJ Mitsuhara is going to rip me a new ass. It's called Ona no Koto Mitsuhitsu Niitara Maramaru Shikao Kamo Shirinai.
You know,
that just rolls off the tongue.
That translates to happy tentacle love time.
Wow. The PlayStation Store has been launched on Sony's new tablet, and a selection of PS1 games are now available for download.
Well, there you go.
Guardian Heroes E, Code of Princess, is coming to the 3DS. It's designed by ex-Capcom design staff.
Guardian Heroes is good. I like.
Oh, what else is going on? Well, Rocksteady looking into the Catwoman code issues, which were reported on day one.
Why my code blank?
Also with the... that collector's edition was foobarred. I didn't get my collector's cards, and I got the DVD version of Gotham Knights instead of Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's a win.
What?
Yeah.
It didn't come with the blue... Because what?
Yeah, it's all kinds of messed up. I have no
was
idea.
Was it supposed to be Blu-ray?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the name of that anime Batman you were on about earlier?
That was Gotham Knight.
Oh, that is Gotham Knight, is it?
Yeah.
Or are you
now going to see if I can find that?
Oh, dude, I've had that for like 3 years now.
It's great.
Is it really? The last Batman one I saw was the animated one, was the animated Mask of something.
Mask of the Red Hood, or Under the Mask?
Under the Red Hood.
Oh, that's
or
it.
Mask of the Phantasm.
That's it. That's the one.
Okay. That's wow, that old one. School.
Wow. You got to see Under the Red Hood.
Yeah. Under the Red Hood's really good. Public Enemies. Batman Superman. That's really good, too.
Alright. PlayStation Vita. Release date. February 22nd.
Now, was it officially released, or was it Namco that accidentally spilt the beans?
No, we got an email. I got an email about it from Sony saying it's coming February 22nd.
Is that just the US, though? Are they giving a...
No, America and Europe.
I'm happy with that. But nothing about the memory and shit that we're all carping on about. Because that would be far too easy.
I was only what... 8 days away from calling the date. I told you it'd be in March.
Yep.
I told you a year ago it'd be in March.
You were right.
Well, I was off by 6 days.
You were close. I mean, close enough.
NFL Blitz is getting revived early next year, complete with the NFL again? License.
Yep. Yeah, but no late hits.
It's going to be it's from EA this time, so...
Someone in EA woke up and said, wait a minute, Midway doesn't exist anymore. Why the hell aren't we doing this?
You know what? I'm skipping this story because I'm tired of talking about it.
Oh, I need to know what it is.
It's that fucking Bethesda Mojang shit. I'm not talking about
it. Oh, God.
It's not even really new. It's just he got an injunction, so he's allowed to still use it for now. It's not even definitive.
This is exactly why I didn't want to mention it. Thanks, Drew.
You're welcome.
Uncharted 3 is doing the pre-order DLC maps and skins for $25. It's called the Fortune Hunters Club.
You know, this could become rampant.
It already is.
Yeah, it's bad. We need to stop. We need to turn off the internet. Just like stop using the internet because this is getting bad.
Oh, here's one for you. BioShock Vita is still very early. Development could be handled externally.
Good night. Speaking of turning off the lights.
That sounds like fun. Just like BioShock 2 was fun. Oh, wait, it wasn't.
Snooki has some apps coming to Facebook and iOS.
Is it an app where you can punch her in the fucking face?
No, I'm telling you, just watch the intro over and over and over again. You'll get everything you need.
So I'm too sneaky.
Exactly.
Just leave it at that, John.
Thanks again.
There's no reason for you to know.
No, there's no reason.
All it'll do is make you sad.
Here was an interesting one. Does anybody remember the game 13?
Yes.
I do.
I love that game.
It's coming back.
You're lying.
David Duchovny.
No, there's a new 13 game coming, and it still stars David Duchovny.
I'm going to totally play that game.
Cool.
I so wish you could get that game like on Classic. That was such a great first-person shooter. So underrated.
Yeah.
Very original, too.
And ended on a fucking cliffhanger like crazy.
I think I remember being one of the ones that underrated it.
It's based on a French comic book.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, that makes me want to play it even less.
It's full of ennui.
Anyway.
Your mom's full of ennui.
Well, now she is.
Devil May Cry HD Collection confirmed for 2012. All three games, 360, PS3.
Yeah, ballsy decision to include Devil May Cry 2.
Oh, for God's sake, the game is not that bad. Everybody who bitches about that game is just a fucking asshole.
They're also the same people who bitch about how the third one's hard as balls.
Yeah.
Ballsy decision to make an HD collection for a group of games that sucks.
Oh my God.
Thank you for having
me. It's not as good as Onimusha.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I haven't seen a sequel to that lately.
I wonder why. Probably the same reason Firefly got canceled. Boom. I threw it in there.
Oh, bitch.
First of all, Jean Reno in Onimusha.
Why? Because the main character turned into an emo weirdo?
Second. What?
I'm not talking about Firefly. I'm talking about Devil May Cry and Onimusha, because the last Onimusha was not very good.
All right, first off, you can ignore that new Devil May Cry moron.
You didn't
That's
like
not Dante.
For God's sakes, just play the fucking game. Stop worrying about what he looks like.
Ooh,
Jesus Christ.
No, not Jean Reno.
Jean Reno is an emo-looking guy, yes.
No, that's not who the emo... I was talking about the main character in the last one. He was blonde. He was weird.
Oh, I just looked for...
Hero.
No, I'm not talking about Devil May Cry.
No, he's talking about Onimusha.
Oh, god damn.
Onimusha, the last one, the main character was blonde, I think. I don't know, I didn't play very much of it because I didn't like it. I didn't like the last one.
Oh. Anyway, that's all the news. I love any opportunity I get to rip on Firefly. It's so much fun. You guys are still pissed about it.
Fuck off. I'm not pissed about it. I never watched that show.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And you were part of the fucking problem.
No, I was part of the solution because it got canceled.
I'm pretty sure I have Serenity on DVD somewhere, and I've never watched it either.
You got what you do? Oh, you're fucking out.
I didn't say that I didn't want to watch it. I just have it.
How did you own it and never watch it?
He picked it up at a yard sale.
It was given to me.
Oh.
I'm going over to the Twitter. This is fun.
Wait, we got questions? You want to do questions?
No, I'm trying to get through this. I don't think we
got a good one from John McEnroe, though.
You're fucking up the show, Drew.
I like fucking up the show.
God damn it.
What, are we trying to get through this one quick?
I'm trying to, because the fondling went for an hour and 15 minutes.
I'm sorry if Batman came out.
Just cut the fucking Skylander shit. Nobody cares.
Oh, I'm sure Activision Day.
Yeah. I care.
Thanks for the review copy.
Hold on. I gave the game a great review. I thought that section went on a little too long. Because all I should have said was, hey, all that information's in my review. You should go read it.
Anyway, we'll come back to John's question next week, Drew.
Okay.
I promise.
Yeah, because nothing comes out next week.
Battlefield.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, nothing.
Oh, John. he's still pissed about Firefly. That's what it is, because Battlefield will sell more than in 5 minutes. Anyway.
At least Josh Whedon's got a good gig now.
Doing what?
The Avengers
movie.
Yeah. Writing and directing.
You know what? Nobody appreciated my joke that it was going to be canceled.
That's right. Nobody did appreciate your joke. Ass.
Why? Because it was a crab joke.
Oh, yeah. You know, Dollhouse says hi.
You know what? I don't give a damn what anybody says. I love Dollhouse. And it lasted 2 seasons at least.
You brown coat motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
You gotta have words.
You can have words all you want. You can talk about Skylander for 6 more hours.
My favorite's Drobot.
Oh, I bet it is. Surprised it's not Assfire.
No, well, I'm saving that for Soul Calibur 5, and his name is Eruptor, and he does look like he shits lava.
By the way, I sold a box for Skylanders, and I sold the three figures that it comes with. Why does Spyro look like he's so fucking pissed?
That's awesome, though.
He's like I'm used to cute little happy Spyro. The Spyro that's on there looks like some kind of fucking rabid gecko.
Okay, here's why. Because he got frozen. If you couldn't and had to rely on some fucking kid to put you on a goddamn portal to move around, wouldn't you be pissed off too?
Yes.
Goddamn, are we still talking about Skylanders? What the fuck?
Because it's a great game.
Okay.
Twitter.
Mookie's Groove says, all John W., you broke my heart for not giving much love to NBA Jam.
I'm sorry. I can't even remember what I said about it. It's kind of gone from my memory.
He also says twin sticks or batarangs. I'm thinking he's probably referring to wing sticks.
I've never seen a batarang decapitate anyone, so...
Yeah, I'm going with the wing sticks. Although batarangs are very cool.
You can't run out of them either.
Nope.
True that.
Just throw them forever.
Neospawn found it funny when Mike said we ain't found shit from Spaceballs. It's a great movie. Boomstick says, anyone else becoming more and more disheartened with the PS Vita with every new announcement? UK pricing is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that bad.
Really?
That's terrible.
Oh my god, dude.
$349 translated.
That's almost as much as... That's more than a PS3.
PS3.
As far as I'm aware, it's $239 over here.
Yeah, without a memory card.
Is that confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, fucking hell, I really ought to start reading some gaming shit, because I don't know fuck all.
And you're the news guy. That's scary.
No, it's fucking bad, isn't it?
Mookie's Groove also wants us to bring back the Samuel L. Jackson soundboard and point it to Killer Wolverine. As soon as he comes back on the show, I'll bring it back. Which means
I talked to him last night. He said he might be on next week.
Yeah. Because he was so busy today.
He's got a girlfriend now.
Yeah, I have a wife.
How's that working out for you?
Well, at least it hasn't been canceled yet.
Oh!
Oh, stick a fork in me, I am done.
Now, the best part, though, would be if you get, like, a summer hiatus.
Well, like school? You get, like, a summer break?
Or, like, television shows. Hey, we're on break right now. I'm going to go do another project.
But yeah, see, the difference is you just have to live in reruns.
Oh. Isn't that what marriage is, though?
Pretty much. Mookie Zero says, among you, I trust the N4G podcast that much. A big influence in my gaming life since I got my 360.
That's sweet. Thank you.
Glad to help.
Shanghai 6 retweeted... from JStone800 says, I really enjoy the show. Thank you, and thanks to the N4G crew for letting me know about your show.
I had to spread the word.
Sam in Seattle says, Catwoman has some of the coolest combos. Really enjoy playing as her. He also says, that place is locked down tighter than my mother on prom night. He heard that.
That's my favorite. My favorite inmate dialogue from the game so far.
What is the is one of the funniest or weirdest comments you've heard in a game from a character that is not part of the main story?
Nathan Drake being in Arkham City.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The
He's
best
every
one.
Freaking thug.
The best
you mean,
one.
Wait, no, Steve Bloom is every other thug.
But Nathan Drake's Penguin. And he does an okay British accent.
The best non-player character dialogue that I can remember is the necrophiliac Dark Elf from Oblivion that asks you if you know what the laws are in this province for having sex with dead people. That's
always handy to know, to be fair. You won't want to make some kind of social faux pas.
Right.
That is a good one. I got two of them, actually. One of them is Show Me Your Papers from the original Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor.
Show me your papers.
Your papers seem to be in order.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
And the other one would be in Borderlands, made me laugh out loud. One dude is talking about Mad Mel.
Mad
was his name. No, Mad Mel, the guy who was in the Doom buggy
right.
the whole time.
Yeah.
He was talking about, he said, I want you to do me a favor, go over there and give him a hug. And by that, I mean, won't you murder the crap out of him for me?
Oh, Scooter.
Yeah, Scooter. He was actually pretty funny.
I love Scooter. Best character in that whole game.
All right, D-Hope said...
I'm kind of keeping my mama's vagina and stuff.
D-Hope said he caught that too. Him and his wife thought it was funny. Silent Hitoshura says, what are your thoughts on the Batman Catwoman DLC? An example of consumers being punished for stores driving pre-owned sales.
I think we all made our opinions quite clear on that.
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. I don't like it at all. I want to play as Robin, but I'm not going to Best Buy just so I can play as Robin.
Key134 is apparently channeling Zelda. He says, hey, listen...
Fuck you, Navi.
Red Sun Gamer says, how does John feel after Manchester United got a 6-1 hammering?
Oh, fuck, I don't even want to... No,
if it makes you feel better, he misspelled United. He called it Manchester Untied. Now, that could explain why they lost.
Yeah, I mean,
their shoes are untied.
I don't want to talk about it.
DJ Mitsuhara then says, Evra has just made an allegation of rape to the referee in front of 76,212 witnesses. Only John will get it.
Yeah, well, I was at work this afternoon, so I haven't seen it. I'm looking forward to Match of the Day, where I will probably cry like a little child, because I really thought we were going to beat him, and no, I don't, I mean, that's not a beating, that's just something else.
Lootor says, what is game of the year right now in your eyes? Batman? Everybody freeze.
Everybody freeze. Yeah, Batman for me.
Batman.
Yeah. But I do want to see...
Skylanders.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Batman.
I do think Uncharted will replace that, but I am happy to say Batman at the moment.
Yeah, I go Batman.
Here's one from my heart. Che Morongo says, I'm predicting a 49er Raider Super Bowl. That's right, bitches. It's awesome living in the Bay Area with two winning teams. Go Raiders. I'm sorry, he said 49ers.
We've got some American football happening over here this weekend.
Yes, you do.
At Wembley.
I don't know. Yes, at Wembley. I don't know who are playing. Something Tigers or...
No.
I don't know.
The Bengals?
It's the Bears and the Buccaneers.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's the highlights are on BBC at some point tonight or tomorrow. I can't remember. But I might even give it a go. Have a little look. See what you guys go on about every fucking week.
Well, I wish you had better teams to watch.
Oh, are they that? Okay.
No, they're terrible. Yeah.
We shipped you two of the worst teams. You don't have to send them back.
They can just stay over there. Tyrant94 says, hey N4G dudes, it's been a while. Please no stained impressions. I just want to say what's happening, and just been busy with the new airport job. Okay. No.
Yay! Don't tweet in flight control, air control at the same time.
Yeah, don't pay any attention to what he said. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Now for a cue. I rented Dead Island, Rage, and Warhammer and sent them all back after an hour or less. What's wrong with
what?
Me?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. All three Those are three very different games, and if you can't find something to love in one of them.
Then what?
Then sleep. Go to sleep. Wake up when you feel better.
Jerkstore. What are you going to say, Drew?
I said guest play Once Upon a Monster. Maybe that'll help.
I gave it a 99.9.
I know.
Jerkstore81 says, I didn't like Oblivion at all. With that said, is it a fair assumption I won't like Skyrim?
More than likely.
Yep.
I guess it depends probably if you ever played or liked Morrowind. Because they look to be going back to some of the stuff they did in Morrowind and Skyrim. So, which is a good thing in my opinion.
Neospawn says, in Arkham City, who would you let ride in the Batmobile? Catwoman, Vicky Vale, Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Oracle, Talia. He chose Alfred.
Says a lot.
I don't know. Talia's pretty hot.
You know, I have a thing. Harley Quinn. I can't help it.
That new outfit.
I don't know what it is.
By the way, the Batmobile is what I call my junk.
You call your junk a lot of things. None of them live up to expectations.
I keep it guessing.
I'd like to know what your wife calls it.
Robin.
Me too.
It's Robin.
Robin.
What is about the... Ed?
She calls it Willow. Small and annoying.
Does Arkham City use the new ventriloquist or the old ventriloquist?
What?
The new ventriloquist is actually a woman.
Arkham Asylum used the old one.
Yeah, I'm just curious if Arkham City uses the new one.
I've only seen the puppet so far.
Yeah, that's all I've seen.
I can't answer that question because basically I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, she's like a mob boss or something.
Is anybody else going to pick a Batmobile passenger?
I'd say Harley Quinn.
Catwoman, I guess.
Catwoman. I don't think Catwoman's going to kill me. Harley Quinn as attractive.
That's half the fun, isn't it?
That's half the excitement.
No.
Okay, I'm moving on then. ShotCaller33 says, who do you think would win in a fight? A Space Marine from StarCraft or a Space Marine from Warhammer?
Warhammer.
Is this a real question?
StarCraft stole the entire concept of Space Marine from Warhammer. So,
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to say Warhammer.
You Warhammer guys are as bad as the Firefly guys.
What if we're the same thing?
Except like, everybody stole everything from Warhammer.
Yeah.
I would go with Warhammer. He just seems like a little more badass. I play a lot of StarCraft, and those guys are kind of cannon fodder. So Doom says to Tyrant94, I can list quite a few things that are wrong with you. Those are all, at the very least, good games. You need to retire. Retire from gaming. Jeez, he has still not played Red Dead.
Wow.
Well, good news. There's a Game of the Year edition coming out.
Yeah.
And
It's already out. And that's all the tweets that I have. I'm going to do the shout outs because I have a special one to do. Well, you used to remember we used to promote the Pink and Deadly podcast.
Yes. Oh, wow, yeah.
They are actually doing a reunion show. And you guys need to go listen to it. So, I told them I would give them a big shout on the show this week, because that's an awesome podcast. So, there'll be a reunion one this week. Go listen to it. And then, of course, to our good friend, Shanghai Six, and his crew over at Front Towards Gamer. And, of course, our friend over there in Japan, Mr. DJ Mitsuhara, and his awesome podcast, The Red Sun Gamer. And Jason's not here to talk about Jack Century. You know what, Jason? You go fuck up your own show's names. That's what I'm going to do.
Unbelievable. He's got a lot to answer for.
So when you
fucking
come,
superstar.
When you come back next week, Michael Jackson, you're going to have to answer to some peeps. What's up, man? Hurt my feelings.
How do you get Mike's name wrong?
I want to know how he didn't even remember Drew.
Yeah.
Forgettable. Throwaway character.
I am a throwaway character.
NPC.
NPC.
That's awful.
You're the tingle of the show, man.
Oh, God, don't compare me to that. I'd rather be Navi than Tingle.
Anyway, but that's all I have. Do we have any
reviews? Not on this side. Again, UK let me down, thanks.
We have one.
Oh, good.
It's from Rowdy Maine.
I think you've already done about five.
He has. He revises them so he can ask us questions.
Oh, okay.
So here you go.
Twitter's much easier.
That's what I told him, but he said he doesn't. He said he's old and he doesn't like Twitter.
Okay.
But he uses iTunes.
He does use iTunes.
Go figure.
All right. So
I'd rather die than do anything extra on iTunes. So.
So his review is 5 stars. It's titled Future and Past. It says Ocarina of Time is the best Zelda.
Wrong.
Disputed.
Where can a man find RC Pro-Am Racing?
The flea market.
There you go. Really enjoyed Deus Ex and Dead Island. Demon Souls is not a good game to play around a 2-year-old who is putting together syllables.
All right, good luck with when we do ours, Mike, then.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer to the Raiders?
Yes. Damn right.
Great podcast. Who's the dude that makes the music?
That is the boogeyman.
That is the boogeyman who we need to send out a congratulations to.
Yes, we do. The man got married yesterday.
He got married.
What?
What the fuck is he?
I didn't even know this.
Yeah, Wombat.
He got married a couple days ago.
Did you know Wombat?
Before I went to the party yesterday?
Yeah.
I did not.
Okay. I've known for about two weeks.
You, some of his closest friends, did not know.
No, I knew about 2 weeks ago, and the only reason I knew is because he actually initially asked me to be a witness because he needed a witness.
Well, congratulations, Boogie Man. You sharky motherfucker.
Yeah. Nobody knew until yesterday about... What do you do, about 9 o'clock?
Did his wife know, or was Rohypnol the standard drink for the night?
No, his wife knew. They
I
got
was
married.
Go with a Russian bride joke. But.
Well, they got married, I think, Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And then the party last night, he announced it in front of everybody who didn't know.
So he had a party to celebrate, but nobody knew what the party was for.
It was for Halloween.
It was a Halloween party. They have a Halloween party every year.
Yep.
Halloween's next week.
Yeah.
Right.
They were doing something next week. What?
So there you go. We send a big congrats to the Mr. Boogeyman, who is now Mrs. Boogeyman.
God, everyone will be saying next that Gambus got married.
He already did.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Again, maybe he's done with that.
He's a Mormon.
The only one left.
Yeah, you're really about the only one left besides John.
Oh, I am married.
What?
K-Dub's
I am married.
When did you get married?
What do you mean? I got married 8 years ago, almost.
I'm talking about now.
Well, I'm still married because the divorce hasn't come through.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still kind of but you know, takes a while these things.
8 years?
Well, no, I haven't been separated. It takes quite a few years, actually. It takes about 2.5.
Really?
What?
We can do it in an afternoon over here.
Yeah, look at you.
I mean, you can do it the same day you get married if you want.
Which
yeah,
a lot of people do.
It's slightly different, but
no. I mean, you can actually full on get divorced. It's pretty easy.
Well, over here is if there's I don't know. I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of it because I don't know myself. But you have to if there aren't any mitigating circumstances, it has to. You have to do it. You have to wait so many years, or you pay a lawyer a lot of money to do it quickly. But I don't fucking pay no lawyer.
Well, there you go. So, yeah.
Anyway, Drew, enough about my fucking life.
Drew, you are the only one without a woman, though.
Yeah. So, if anybody's in the Athens, Georgia area who has large breasts, please
and
contact
bad
me.
Eyesight.
Oh! Don't make fun of Don like that.
I can put on, like, a mask or something.
You luchador.
There you go.
Who if wants to have sex with a Mexican wrestler?
If you don't mind fucking a luchador.
Oh, dear.
Alrighty then. Well, that's all I have, unless anybody has anything else.
Nope.
Negatory.
No. I think so.
Good.
Alright, so I guess that wraps up the show, and we don't have Jason, so...
Again.
Drew, you're still perfecting, right?
I'm trying to.
Alright, well then you can practice again this week.
Alright, here we go, and it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero dollars.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs!
I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
And... I always live
behind it. Killer Wolverine! Play games, not consoles! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.